In a complaint filed this week with the State Equal Rights Division, the ACLU charges Marathon County with sex discrimination for failing to provide its employees prescription drug coverage for birth control pills. The complaint cites a non-binding opinion issued last month by Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager that said state law prohibits discrimination against women who are trying to prevent pregnancy. Only about half the employers in the state include the pill in their prescription drug plans. Lon Newman of the Wisconsin Family Planning and Reproductive Health Association says he hopes this test case will prompt other employers to start providing the coverage.
Not to provide these prescription drugs, which only go to women, is to discriminate against women. And it really is helpful to everybody to get unintended pregnancies reduced.
Marathon County officials won't comment on the discrimination complaint, but Deputy County Administrator Fred Karger says the county health plan is similar to others in the state that don't cover contraceptives except in case of medical necessity.
There are people that get what are commonly called birth control pills, but they are not prescribed and paid for that purpose.
Karger says the county is in the process of reconsidering that policy, but he says so far there has not been a big push from employees to change it. Several efforts to pass a state law requiring insurance companies to provide birth control coverage have failed. Groups that oppose abortion have been the strongest opponents of such efforts. Matt Sandy of Pro-Life Wisconsin says there's no medical reason to force employers to pay for contraceptives.
You know, unborn children are not the moral or legal equivalent of tumors. So why should the government force insurance companies to cover drugs and devices that are purely elective and medically unnecessary? If a woman does not wish to become pregnant, there are other actions she can take to avoid pregnancy.
Sandy says if companies are forced to cover contraception, it may drive up the price of health insurance for everyone. But family planning groups say reducing the number of unwanted pregnancies will save health care dollars in the long run. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.